Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Happy New Year, champion. It's Sam Crowley. I am not using a professional microphone right now. I hope the sound is okay. It doesn't matter. It is an inspirational, motivational message for you on this January 1st, 2019. Hey, I want to share with you a message that I just shared with me via the Kenneth Copeland podcast, another preacher that I listen to. It was so incredibly powerful, so applicable for all of the coaching calls that I've been having with everybody that's been going to everydayissaturday.com/calendar, booking their call. Not everyone, but most of the time when we get into, hey, let's get that movement launched. Let's get that brand going. This is your, they're like, I'm in, but no buts. No buts in 2019. That's the message. No buts in 2019. Here's the phrase that was shared with me, and I want to pass it along to you, and I think it is going to bless you immensely, not just today, but the rest of this month and into the new year. That is, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Oh, just saying that. Just saying that gets me jacked up. You ought to be jumping up and down saying, amen, yes, yes. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. And what I've been saying over and over and over again on this podcast for the last 15 years is fear and faith both require the same amount of belief, that you need to believe in something that you have not seen yet. And if you are fearful, that means that you're believing that the worst. You have no reason to believe that. You have no evidence of it, yet you are going to believe that the worst possible scenario, oh, Sam, you don't know my debt right now. You don't know my finances. You don't know this medical condition that I've been given. You don't know what people are saying about me behind my back. I know. I know that. And I also know that an incredible, powerful faith snuffs that right out. It rubs it right out. Like, bam, it's like taking a sledgehammer to an ant. I mean, it just crushes it. So you are going to choose one of two things. You're either going to choose to believe in something that gets you all wrapped up in anxiety, all wrapped up in worry, all wrapped up in fear. By the way, all of those are from the devil. All of those are from the enemy. None of those are from God. None of those are lived inside of you when you were born. We were only born with two fears as a baby, and that is the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. That's it. Every other fear that we have has been learned. You could take a toddler, I would not recommend this, I don't endorse this, but you could literally put a cobra inside of the crib of a toddler, and a toddler will cuddle up to the cobra. They probably poke at it, try to play with it, and have a good time, you know. No fear of the cobra whatsoever, but that toddler grows up, and they're around parents who have a fear of snakes, or they watch the Discovery Channel, and they see all the nasty things that the cobra does, and rightfully so, they're going to develop a fear of that king cobra, okay? Now, fear is also given to us as a mechanism. You know, you see a hot burner, don't put your hand on it. Well, you should be fearful of that hot burner. Don't be dumb. Put your hand on it. Can you put a pot of water on it? Of course. Yeah. All right. Absolutely. Going to make a cup of tea, some oatmeal. You're going to boil that water on there. So it's more common sense than anything else, but it's not fear, worry, anxiety. That is all from the enemy. The enemy has one trick, and that's to lie to you. And in 2019, are you going to believe the lie? Are you going to believe the lie? It's up to you. You can do it. It's all free will. You can do it. Believe the lie. Sure. Have a ball. Or you can believe the truth and the absolute truth. And there is no discussion about this. The absolute truth is you were born a miracle. There's only one of you. Put your DNA up there and no one else has it. You're either going to live out that absolute truth that you can, in fact, go after that blessing that's been reserved for you and only you. It's like that present that's wrapped underneath the Christmas tree, only reserved for you. And you can open that up and you can walk in faith that that gift is going to be given to you. It's already been given to you. All you need to do is open it up. All you need to do is wake up Christmas morning, go downstairs, look under the tree, and unwrap it. And every day is not only Saturday, every day is Christmas Day coming into 2019. That gift is wrapped up and it's waiting for you. Are you going to walk by faith and believe that? Or are you going to walk by fear and give the enemy the win? It's up to you. You're going to give the enemy the win or not? Yes or no? Yes or no? I hope the answer is no. I pray for you every day that the answer is no. The only way I made it through the past 13 to 14 years without cashing a paycheck from the man, the only way I made it through the last 4 years with a baby born at 1 pound, hooked to a ventilator, gasping for her only breath, the only way we made it through in our marriage in the last 4 years and all through all those trials is to walk by faith, is to believe that that gift of life for our baby, to believe that that gift of marriage, to believe that gift of family, not perfect. I'm not saying perfection. I'm not here to, and if you've listened to this show for 5 minutes, you know that I'm the most flawed individual, but I think that's okay. Because you go back into the Bible and you look at Moses, who was a murderer. You look at Joseph and you look at all of the other people that were in the Bible, Paul. They all had a really sordid, checkered past. All of them did. You don't have that past. And even if you do, congratulations, celebrate that. Celebrate it. Because your past is in your rearview mirror. Your windshield is looking out at the gift. If you choose to walk, and I would suggest run, because that's how exciting these days are right now. You should be running towards your gift, running towards your blessing. Get after it and open it up. And if you are only motivated by money, that's going to leave just a, okay, well, I got the money, now what? No, your purpose, why you're here on this earth, to serve other people, to add value with that intrinsic, that only that service that only you have that you can provide. But Sam, there's other people out there that are a social media manager. But Sam, there's other people out there that can hang drywall. No. You're missing a point, champion. You're missing a point. Nobody's got your story wrapped around all of that. Nobody's got your personality. Nobody has all of those gifts that you've been given. You write down those gifts. How are you going to harness the power of those? And how are you going to get it? Because it's, if you just focus on money, like I've been saying for the past week, then that's going to be your reward. And it's the most shallow. Just look at everybody on Facebook. If money was really the answer, would they keep posting incessantly about how great their life is? They need that adoration. They need that adulation. They need that notoriety. They crave it. They're longing for it. They only exist to wake up for the likes on their posts and social media. That's not you. You wake up, number one, to love yourself and to serve others and to celebrate your uniqueness and accept who you are. But don't accept where you are. Accept who you are. So I hope this New Year's Day message finds you. I'm going to say it again because it was shared with me via Kenneth Copeland. And Kenneth Copeland, his podcast is awesome. If you want to check it out on iTunes, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Don't walk in fear. Walk by faith and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.